Welcome to 5 Minute Friday, everybody, where we share our best tips and tricks to help you get just a little bit better every week. And this week we are talking do unto others. You know, I'm on LinkedIn the other day and I'm reading about somebody's daughter who has started her first job. And a lot of times we'll put like, you know, maybe a story about our kid or somebody close to us. And we're like, hey, this is a success story. This is really cool. This one was about how the first week on the job for this young woman was deplorable. It was awful. Mm-hmm. She was working in food services and had gotten reamed out like three times, like cussed out, spit on. I mean, like it was ridiculous, the list of things that had happened and transpired in 1 week. And it reminded me, it went back to something I heard Herb Kelleher say in his How I Built This with Southwest Airline. It was the customer's not always right. We don't hold on to the customer's always right mentality. And I really feel like that plays into a golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that means that we're looking for fairness. We're not looking for just like allowing somebody to become a bully and put us in our place and make us, you know, do whatever they want, which in a lot of regards is in retail and food services and some of these other realms, how we end up making our employees act basically like just take it. Keep taking it. And so this is maybe a call today with do unto others. This goes in a lot of different directions. The golden rule plays itself out in a lot of different directions. And there are some huge companies that hold on to this as like one of their cornerstone key, you know, values. Ritz-Carlton not being the least of those companies, but do unto others doesn't always mean just bowing down to the whims and wishes of somebody else. It doesn't mean allowing yourself to be continually kicked. And it doesn't mean that you don't stick up for your people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the customer's not right.
Yeah.
And sometimes the customer needs to be corrected. And sometimes the customer needs to be told, you're not going to get what you want because I value my employee
right,
and who they are more than you being emotionally happy for 10 minutes, because you're probably going to be a grumpy person no matter what. I'm not going to fix that by saying yes to this one thing.
You know, I worked in retail for a while before starting with ABSI. And my first job out of high school was servicing cell phones. So I would deal with people who had broken cell phones. Not fun, everybody. That is not fun. You talk about a bunch of jerks coming in the door, like they're blaming you for their phone being broken. And I'm like, bro, you just chucked this thing off a scissor lift. Like, how is that my fault? You know? And so there were several occasions where people come in and they would just start yelling at me like it was my fault, like it was my problem. And I felt pretty not backed up by management in that situation. I didn't have my manager coming over and saying, no, wait, hold up. What's going on? Why are you yelling at my person? What's up? Like trying to help me out. And from an employee standpoint, like the biggest thing that you can do for your employees is show empathy for them and show up on their side and defend them. The customer's not always right. Because, I mean, dude, if they're blaming me for breaking their phone, that's not right. That's not true.
Yeah.
Right?
Had your manager come in and said, why are you treating this person like trash? That's not okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't go down in my store. And furthermore, you will not get your way if you act that way.
You can leave.
You are more than welcome to take your phone wherever else it can be repaired and go to them. But your yelling and ranting and antics aren't going to get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you would like to calm down and treat my person like a human being and resolve the issue, which we would like to do for you, then you can stay and we'll work through this. But you're not going to treat this person like they're subhuman. That's not okay here, because I don't want to be treated that way, and neither do you. So do unto others. This rule goes in so many different directions, has so many different scenarios that it helps in, works in, and makes you a better business person, makes you a better human. And it has definitely become one of the core things, like right out of the gates, that I know at ABSI, that is like day one conversation.
Yeah.
Is do unto others is a, that's not just a golden rule that you've heard about. Like that is one of our operational tenets here.
And I mean, this ties into last week where we were talking about, you know, situationally where we had to go above and beyond to try to make something right. It's do unto others because, dude, I mean, if you're looking at something and you're saying we did not perform on this, I would want that person to throw their hand up and say, hey, I didn't perform well. Let me make it right. So this all kind of ties together in our minds of, you know, there are two different things that you can look at there to go out there and start treating people better and, you know, making the industry a better place to work.
That's right. Well, I hope you guys can take this with you and be a little bit better this week as a result of it. So that's it. Y'all have a great Friday, great weekend, and go build something awesome.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us for 5-Minute Friday this week. If you haven't already, please make sure that you drop us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us out a ton. And also, if you haven't already, share it with a friend, because that word of mouth really helps our show grow in a great way. Hope you have a great weekend. Catch you later.